This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. Pretty bold statement, but yes, you can live any way you choose. Now, first of all, I want to thank everybody for the emails about my podcast and my book. I appreciate them, and I try to respond to everybody. If I haven't responded to you yet, I will. Now, in the title of this podcast, in the next series of podcasts, I'm going to teach you how to become thin permanently, or weigh less permanently. Now, maybe you were thin once and you made yourself fat, or maybe you've always been heavy and you don't know what it's like to be thin. Look, it really doesn't make any difference. The fact is, realistically, that you will not let yourself weigh less. Oh, you say diets don't work. You say you always gain the weight back, no matter what you do, or you can't lose weight. That's all true. It has nothing to do with the diet. The fact is, believe it or not, you have not had a choice about what you weigh. Oh, people say, shocking. John, how can you say that? I can go on a diet. I have willpower. I can weigh less. Not a chance. You always gained the weight back you thought you had lost. Perhaps you gained more. You were not happy doing it. Think of the times you went on a diet. It was painful. You cheated. You couldn't stand it. It caused you emotional trauma. You wanted to lose weight. You never had a chance. Why? The fact of the matter is, you cannot help what you've been doing. The weight you've been living at is a weight you become emotionally comfortable living. Believe it or not. Look, it's uncomfortable. You hate it. You've told yourself 1,000 times you don't want to be fat. You want to weigh less. But you haven't been able to do a thing about it. Intellectually, it would be easy to do. Just eat less, eat different foods. God, that was easy. You have the willpower not to jump out of a window, not to slam a car door in your hand, not to put your hand in a fire. Why? Because you know it would hurt you. Well, look at it now. You're overweight. You're heavy. You're fat. You hate it. Why don't you change it? You can't. Why? Because you are eating for emotional reasons. If you want to do something about it, you have to accept the fundamental premise, which I'm telling you, that what you weigh is not an intellectual decision. It is an emotional decision. You are living at a weight, believe it or not, that you feel emotionally comfortable. Look, you hate it. You told yourself 1,000 times you hate it, but you can't change it. It's whatever food and eating mean to you. That's the emotional issue. That's the problem. The reality is, no matter what happens, no matter what anybody tells you, you're going to eat the foods you feel a need to eat. Forget the diets. Forget any program that tries to take those foods from you. It's not going to happen. You're never going to let anybody deprive you of something you need emotionally. In the final analysis, nobody's going to tell you what foods to put in your mouth. Those needs are yours, and you are always going to do it. Now, this flies in the face of what you've been told. Everybody says, well, you have to go on a diet to lose weight. Really? You have to exercise to lose weight. Really? How are you doing? Almost nobody loses weight. Remember that. Don't blame yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't knock yourself. If you could do it, you would have. I'm going to teach you how to do it. Now, what's the problem? What is really the problem? You know exactly what to do. You know what foods to eat. People tell you eat fewer calories. Fine. If people could do this intellectually, everybody would weigh exactly what they wanted to weigh. Nobody would ever weigh more. People tell you, well, you've got to have a lifestyle change. Baloney, those people are delusional. They don't know what they're talking about. Your lifestyle is a manifestation of your emotional needs. It is that simple. Unless you change emotionally, you're never going to change what you call your habits or your lifestyle as they relate to food. Your lifestyle is just a manifestation of how you go about satisfying those needs. It is really just that simple. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. I'm going to tell you how to do all of it. Now, let's talk about something you think is absolutely impossible and beyond your ability to do it. Suppose your emotional perspective was different. Suppose your perception of food was different. Suppose when you saw a piece of chocolate cake or ice cream or pie or fried chicken or whatever it is, you absolutely feel a need to eat. Suppose you look at it, you didn't care. The food made absolutely no difference to you. You take your kids to the fast food place, they want fries. Suppose you didn't care. It was just a piece of food. You didn't need to put it in your mouth. Suppose it didn't make any difference to you anymore. Sounds impossible. No chocolate cake, no ice cream, nothing while you're watching television or going to a movie or an athletic event. It's not possible, you say. I can't do that. It's crazy. I need those foods. I would die without those foods. You know, you're going to do exactly that, and you're going to change your emotional perspective. Those foods will not mean a thing to you anymore. Now, really, you're going to become a different person. Who are you going to become? You're going to become who you really are, unburdened with the emotional needs you feel to put all that food in the mouth. Wouldn't that be thrilling? Think about it. I'm going to become, you say to yourself, a different person. A person who is not heavy, who is not fat, who is not overweight. Why? Because you choose not to be. And it's all within your ability. Because once your emotional perspective changes and your emotional needs for food go away, you're not a prisoner of those foods. You're not a prisoner of your weight. You don't have to go to the gym every day. You don't have to work out every day. Oh, yes, you can. Sure, it's good for you. But it won't be critical to your weight. The emotional needs you feel right now are going to go away. Don't believe it? Impossible? Not at all. It's a piece of cake, literally. You don't have to eat the piece of cake, but it is. It's simple. All you have to do is know how. And I'm going to teach you how. Keep in mind, I don't want any of your money, not a penny. I want to help you. Everybody is talking about the obesity crisis. Let me tell you, there is no obesity crisis. You know what it is? Millions and millions and millions of people are putting too much food in their mouths. Why? Why, you ask? Why do they ask? Because they can't stop. Why? Because they feel the emotional need to put the food in your mouth, in their mouths. Look, think about it. You want to try it? Don't put the food in your mouth sometime that you feel you need. Let me tell you, you become anxious, you become panicky, you may start sweating, you become very uncomfortable, and sooner or later, you're going to put that food in your mouth. I'm going to teach you how to make that go away. You will see things in a new light, a light that you did not know existed. And right now you will say to yourself, that can't be. I can't become a new person. I can't change emotionally. I don't know how to do this. It's too tough. I need to keep that food going. I need to keep putting it in my mouth. I'm telling you, you won't have to. You will no longer care about the food. You will see it'll be a wonderful light. It's a thrilling moment when you say to yourself, my gosh, this whole thing was a mistake. I never should have been fat. I never should have been heavy. I should have taken those pounds off. I should have weighed less. All these years, all this time, I have made myself unhappy. Well, first of all, don't start beating yourself up. You had no choice about it. You had no choice. You were satisfying your emotional needs. People say, oh, John, that's a cop-out. What about willpower? What about lifestyle? Those people are crazy. They have no idea what they're doing. They're delusional. They want to sell you something. They want you to go to a meeting. They want you to buy food. Whatever it is, they're telling you the wrong information. I'm telling you something. You never have to leave your house. I'm not telling you to go on a diet. I'm not telling you to exercise. You can do whatever you want. Right now, your chance of losing weight permanently is about zero. Once you change emotionally and eliminate the emotional needs for food that I'm going to tell you how to do, it becomes thrilling. You're no longer beholden to the food. You no longer care. It just doesn't make a difference because your emotional needs that you are now satisfying with food will disappear. Hard to believe, isn't it? Really hard to believe. No one ever told you that before. Well, now I am. And keep in mind, I'm not selling you anything. I don't want a penny of your money. This is really, really simple. Just stick with me. And the first thing we're going to do in my next podcast, which may be a little longer than usual, is explain why you don't want to just lose weight. Losing weight is for suckers. Because why? Because you know as well as anybody, you gain it back. When I tell you, and you understand how to do this, you will never gain a pound back. Why? Because you don't want to. That's simple. You say, I want to weigh 120, 130, 150, or whatever your weight is, and you will weigh that, and you will never gain a pound back. Why? Because you don't want to. You don't have to anymore. You won't have to. So you don't worry about it anymore. It is that simple. Stick with me. I'm trying to do one of these every few days now. I want everybody to be part of this. I want you to understand it. I want you to be successful. I want you to really understand that you can change. And I'm not asking you to do any physical change. I'm asking you to stick with me and understand your problem. Once you eliminate your problem about emotional eating, it all goes away. We can eliminate the needs you feel to put the food in your mouth. Think about it. Once those needs are gone, you're a free person. Congratulations. You've achieved freedom. And that's all you want. This is John Thomas. I'll get back to you next time. Goodbye.